Listening Library presents Mrs. Piggle Wiggle's Magic by Betty McDonald. Mrs. Piggle Wiggle's Magic. Of course, the reason that all the children in our town like Mrs. Piggle Wiggle is because Mrs. Piggle Wiggle likes them. Mrs. Piggle Wiggle likes children. She enjoys talking to them, and best of all, they do not irritate her. When Molly O'Toole was looking at the colored pictures in Mrs. Piggle Wiggle's big dictionary and just happened to be eating a candy cane at the same time and drooled candy cane juice on the colored pictures of gems and then forgot and shut the book so the pages all stuck together, Mrs. Piggle Wiggle didn't say, "Such a careless little girl can never, ever look at the colored pictures in my big dictionary again." Nor did she say, "You must never look at books when you are eating." She said, "Let's see. I think we can steam those pages apart, and then we can wipe the stickiness off with a little soap and water, like this. Now, see, it's just as good as new. There's nothing as cozy as a piece of candy and a book. Don't look so embarrassed, Molly. I almost drool every time I look at those gems. Which one is your favorite? I think mine is the lapis lazuli." When Dickie Williams, who was showing off for Patsy by riding in his wagon with his eyes shut, crashed through Mrs. Piggle Wiggle's basement window and landed in the coal bin, Mrs. Piggle Wiggle laughed so much she had to sit down on the front steps and wipe her eyes with her apron. Dickie was awfully scared and was going to sneak out the basement door and go home.